Yo, hello, 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 welcome to your very, 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 very sweet episode of the Voice Letter with Onokwemekpo. Welcome to the August edition. The August edition is themed the Voice Letter Specials 2. Yes, this is the second the Voice Letter Special. It's the Voice Letter Special because I'm bringing beautiful, amazing people on the podcast. And just like the Voice Letter Specials 1, we had my friends come over, that's Jegede Paul and Yemi Culture. So on this episode, which I titled,
why did you call me Jex?
Yeah, I was going there on the podcast. I'll refer to you as Jex, and I refer to Yemi Culture as Yemi. Culture. All right. We have. I think it's quite a serious topic to discuss. I think it's been long. Have I had a topic before? Yeah, I think that. Alright, yeah, so on this month's podcast, we are treating or talking about a topic we have titled The Realities of the Gen Z in Christ. The Realities of the Gen Z in Christ. I'll say it again. The Realities of the Gen Z in Christ. I'll do a brief introduction. According to Forbes, the Gen Z is age bracket. And it's for those born between 1999 and 2010. Other sources have actually said Gen Z is between 1997 or 1998 or 1999, but it's always been between that period, and everybody unanimously agreed that it ends in 2010. So the Gen Z refers to that age bracket, people born between that age, between that year. So that is the Gen Z. Then the realities that they face, the realities of the Gen Z in Christ. So I think we'll be talking more of the struggles, the issues, the day-to-day living obstacles, the day-to-day living reality that they face. People born in between this age period, what they face as even as they try to walk with Christ. Yes. So I think that's the spin to the topic, that they are in Christ. These people have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, and they totally understand that they are a new creature. New creation. Alright, so yeah, I would just open up the floor so we could.
Yeah, Yemi Culture will do most of the talking. We have been researching on this topic for weeks now. Why did I let Yemi Culture go first?
Okay, I think I should do it like this. Let's discuss their peculiarities. I think to a large extent, I don't call myself Gen Z, I call myself a Zillennial, because I'm like in between the millennial and the Gen Z. So I call myself Zillennial.
This guy is a scam.
So yeah, it happens, and I understand the peculiarities to a very large extent. If not, the peculiarities, we face the same issues, guys. We face the same issues, and in a way we can relate. I can relate. So the peculiarities, we know that this. Yeah, we can start from here. I know that this age bracket, we are quite particular about freedom. No one wants anybody monitoring you. Don't want anybody watching your footsteps. You know, sometimes I've even heard people that, why are you messaging me too much? Why are you checking up on me too much? they don't want that.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So, and we understand the culture in Christendom that no one is allowed to walk solo. You know, you cannot run alone.
You are not a lone wolf.
Yeah. So, balancing the ideology of the age you are giving birth to, and now the reality in Christ that you cannot do the journey of Christ well as a lone wolf. Mm. So you actually need monitoring spirits. Amen.
Yeah, that's true. Very true.
Yeah. So I want to start from there.
Very true. I think I should state before we move further that what makes these guys Gen Z is not just because of the year, you know, but because of the age. Now, when I say age, they were born into an information age, you know, and that this is the age where they have access to the internet. They have access to computers. They have access to data. They have access to a lot. So it's an information age, and many of the things that you notice, which I've stated, is that these guys like freedom. Sorry, I'm using these guys. I'm just a few years ahead of them. So we like freedom. Yeah, I would like to generalize it, putting myself in inclusive. We like freedom, and as much as we like freedom and we don't like monitoring spirit, we are desirous of true friendships.
Yeah.
And then
that's ironical.
It's ironical. It's ironical that you don't want somebody bugging you. You don't want somebody on your matter. But then you're looking for a true friend. How do you have a true friend that doesn't bug you? Because that is one of the major, you know, things you will sign up for when you become friends. You know, with someone that is true. He's going to bug you, carry your matter on his head as if it's his matter. You know, and it's something that they need, or we need to fix. Yeah, we need to fix. I understand the fact that people want to run with their own visions, their own dreams. You know, people want to do things their own way. There is no harm in doing that. But then, you should be considerate in a way. You know, you should hear from people's perspective. You should see from people's point of view. You know, and not be rigid on, I want to do it my own way. You know, I want to please. It's not about pleasing yourself, actually. You need to consider the next person, because every of our actions, you know, affects everyone around us.
Yeah, you know, he said something earlier, culture. He said something earlier concerning this generation, the Gen Z, very, very exposed to information.
Yeah.
You know, very, very exposed to data, very exposed to the advancement of the world. I want you to pick it up from there. Yeah.
We would definitely see that there is a rigid dichotomy between our parents' dispensation, or between our dispensation and now, actually. And one of the reasons is because, you know, data, information, you know, they are open to information. You know, they're unlike before. Before you can get access to information, you have to, you know, go extra. You have to go extra to get, you know, access to this information. And this is a leverage point, you know, for the devil to actually play upon. You know, that access point.
Yeah, information being, I believe.
Information being.
This one is even an information.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, that's an access point. And because of that, you know, so many answers, and they are not able to actually undo these informations that are getting to them. Actually, there's no proper way to be able to wield all this knowledge and all these philosophies, exposures. Yeah. You know, that. You know, that thing of information, you know, that thing of knowledge pops up, you know, and, you know, being able to, you know, undo that kind of thing, you know, you see yourself better than other people, you see yourself,
more enlightened. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that thing enlightenment. So the age comes with so much enlightenment. Okay, I know this myself, I know this and myself, but it's beyond just information. You know, people have gone ahead of you, people have seen life ahead of you. So even as much as you have this information, you know, you must also seek the opinion, submit to the opinion of other people that have gone ahead of you, actually. You know, I don't know if I've made any point.
You have actually made a point. You know, I was making an example to someone recently concerning, if right now, if I, maybe because I'm a Netflix person, so when I, Netflix has normalized
I don't care about
the terminology. Okay, yeah, same sex marriage. Yeah. So I don't have that ill moment again when I see a guy and a guy married, or a guy and a guy in a relationship in movies again. I don't have ill. Yeah, I don't normalize them in a way. So I'm just looking at it now that, okay, so if with repeated coming, showing it to me again, I can normalize it. If me now that I know it's wrong, if me that I just grew to watch it, can normalize it. The people coming after us, even the people coming after Gen Z, it would be more difficult to explain common Bible principle that male and female created Eden. That's just one. So it will take more serious teaching, more serious attention, sir.
I also think the church has been able to wheel around, you know, whatever is actually evolving during our time, because, you know, teachings have changed.
Yeah.
You know, teachings have changed. Teachings of, you know, I remember during our parents' days, there are teachings that they had, you know, there are patterns of life that they had, but it has changed. Now we have more of the teachings of Christ, more of the doctrines of Christ, you know, being really emphasized, you know, in this time, you know, and it shows the peculiarity of the season, the peculiarity of what is actually happening, that these are the teachings that are actually needed. So I think more work will actually be done. The church will have to do more work, double its work in its teachings actually. Now you have so much foundational teaching, so much establishment on who the Christian is, you know, foundational things that you're supposed to know actually, you know, things that now, no, there's just so much exposure this season.
One of the ministries presently, EGFM,
NLWC,
yeah, and a couple of other ministries have been tackling this issue because it's becoming the abnormal, something that used to be abnormal a few years back has become so normal, and it's not even detestable again.
Yeah.
People are comfortable with it. Now you were saying something about Netflix. I don't know, but in the world of business, anything goes. Now, one of the issues now is that these guys are building a community already, and they are amassing, so they are becoming more in numbers. Now, when the likes of Netflix do not include them, then they begin to lose.
They sabotage.
Yeah, they sabotage the industry. So it's one of the strategies of the enemy or the devil. The devil wants everybody to compromise at some point, you know, and it's one of the things that we as believers need to stand our ground and avoid what's it called, compromising. You know, if we read scripture very well, we know. And if I have issues with believers that say they don't have issues with same-sex marriage or they don't have a stand.
You don't have a stand means you have a stand.
Exactly. It's a stand. You don't have a stand, it's a stand.
Yeah, you don't have a stand.
You know, I came across this scripture some weeks back. I think through one of the teachings at NLWC, and it's in the book of Leviticus, chapter 18. People say they read some scriptures and they do not understand. This one was written in plain English. You don't need any function, anything whatsoever for you to have the interpretation.
Right.
You know, right from the beginning to the end, and I don't know if I'm permitted, I would like to read the scripture.
Let's.
And I would like to read it from verse 8. Leviticus chapter 18 from verse 8. It says, "No one is to approach any close relative to have sexual relations. I am the Lord." It says, "Do not dishonor your father by having sexual relations with your mother. She is your mother. Do not have relations with her." It says, "Do not have sexual relations with your father's wife. That will dishonor your father. Do not have sexual relations with your sister, either your father's daughter or your mother's daughter, whether she was born in the same home or elsewhere. Do not have sexual relations with your son's daughter or your daughter's daughter. That will dishonor you. Do not have sexual relations with the daughter of your father's wife, born to your father. She is your sister. Do not have sexual relations with your father's sister. She's your father's close relative. Do not have sexual relations with your mother's sister because she's your mother's close relative. Do not dishonor your father's brother by approaching his wife to have sexual relations with her. She is your aunt. Do not have sexual relations with your father's your daughter-in-law. She is your son's wife. Do not have relations with her. Do not have sexual relations with your brother's wife. That will dishonor your brother. Do not have sexual relations with both a woman and a daughter. Do not have sexual relations with either a son's daughter or a daughter's daughter. They are close relatives. That this is wickedness. It says, do not take your wife's sister as a rival wife and have sexual relations with her while your wife is living. Do not approach a woman to have sexual relations during the uncleanness of her monthly period. Do not have sexual relations with your neighbor's wife and defile yourself with her. Do not give any of your children to be sacrificed to Molech, for you must not profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. Do not have sexual relations with a man as one does with a woman. That is detestable. Do not have sexual relations with an animal and define yourself with it. A woman must not present herself to an animal for sexual relations with it. This is a perversion.
Okay.
Ah!
you know, one thing I'm glad for is that the scripture and God is a wisdom beyond time.
Yes.
So if
yes.
Baby Bloomer, Jay-Z,
yeah,
Alpha, anything that wants to come with the scripture is wiser than your age.
Exactly.
It's
exactly.
Wiser
that's
than your
captured,
age.
That's captured.
That's captured the evil in it already.
And so beautiful that God is, you know, I adore God so much, you know. God has seen so far into the future because it's the future. It's
yes,
the
sir.
Future,
yes, sir.
You know, and so he's able to give wisdom as to how to live this present time, you know, and, you know, in a way, the evil in the future. You know, that's God's wisdom. You know, and God's stand is the perfect stand.
Yes, sir.
You know, I don't care about your opinion. I think believers should get to a point, especially the Gen Z's, get to a point where your opinion doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It is what is God saying, or what does God say?
Mm-hmm.
What does scripture say? People will say it's the Old Testament. For God's sake, the Old Testament, even though it was a former testament. It is a testimony.
Yes, that was the new written.
Yeah, it was written exactly. It was yes.
Paul was quoting the evidence.
Exactly. So the new came out from the old.
Mm.
So we cannot say it's the Old Testament. This is God speaking. God has not stopped speaking.
Mm-hmm.
God is always right. He was right. He will be right. He's going to continue to be right.
True. You know, to also bring perspective and also balance it, I don't look like we are just bringing sword and wanting to choke a generation.
Yeah.
I think one thing we should not evade is this set of guys are inquisitive.
Yeah.
Mm,
yeah.
There is a knowledge hunger.
Yeah, yeah.
There is a thirst to know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
For those that are in Christ. Plus, beautiful plus.
Beautiful.
They have a sticker art already. So
yeah, yes,
that's kind of art that can actually get
God.
Yeah, yeah, get God and get to the end of the race.
Yeah.
So I think we should also
I think it's very, very important that we are careful what we are seeking.
Mm.
You know, it's very important that we are careful with what we are seeking. Not every information informs you.
Mm.
Not every information
informs you rightly.
Yes,
yeah. It informs something.
Exactly. Yeah, true. It informs something, but not every information informs you rightly.
Yeah.
So, and we want to be better people. We have seen the failures of our parents that came before us, and we are not in any way backlash. We are not
at all.
Them. We respect
let
them.
It not be.
And we are glad that they could own up to their mistakes, and they are not pushing the blame. But then we are meant to do better than they did. But I'm seeing us feeling more woefully than
they
did.
Mm.
So we need to rise as a generation in Christ and make a difference. You know, pick a different stand. Like no matter the issue, it will cause you to offend some people. But then we shouldn't be scared. You know, of picking the right stand.
Right stand. All right. So, in conclusion, culture, just give us something in conclusion.
I'm actually even thinking. So much has actually been said. One thing I want to establish first of all is that Jegede said something, and he said that see us feeling woefully. I did not see us feeling woefully anyway. Maybe I see that there is more. We are doing. I see. We are doing
so
better.
More is given. Actually.
Yeah, we are doing better. Actually, we are doing much better. In fact, I see so many things, and I see crusades. I see crusades. I see so much crusade. I see so many people, you know, burning for God. You know, than our parents. Actually, I see so much has been done. Right, but I know that it can be better.
Mm.
It can be better. Actually, so it can be better. I see that I see people who are, you know, like you said, who are hungry and thirsty for God. Who want to, you know, chase God. Who want to chase God with so much. You know, we are pursuing God so much. Sometimes I wonder that where's all this hunger from?
What's fueling,
you know, and it's a drive actually. It's a drive because when you see your brother running that going that kind of path, you also want to go. When you see your friends, you know, going that kind of path, you also want to go because you are wondering, guy, we did this path. So you don't want to be left alone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing about the age that you don't want to be left. That opinion on I don't want to be left alone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be the one that is not advanced. So mm-hmm. at this time there's an advancement going on, and Christ is the advancement that is going on at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so much it's going like a wildfire, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we trust that more more will be done, more will be done, more will be done, more will be done, more will be done. I think at this point what they are expecting from us is that more is done. I think our parents are expecting so much more from us. Double of what they are doing, double of what. I think that's what Jake was trying to establish, that they are expecting so much more from us. And I hope we will not fail them.
We will not fail them. We are better not fail them. Because we are better not fail them. Because I feel strongly that even as this age is filled with information and knowledge, as they are committing much more knowledge, too much is given, much is expected. The expectation over Gen Z
and the fight too is more.
The war is much.
Actually,
they are expecting more from us than they are expecting from the former generation. Any last words before we
exit? Thank you to Yemi Culture. You know, I think I noticed also that the more this evil is increasing, the more the greater evil. I see a progression in truth. Truth is becoming, you know, God is heightening truth. So it's seeming as if some people are becoming uninterested. Some people are becoming uninterested. Some people are thinking they're not being carried along. You know, some people are thinking that these things are too high. You know, just stay there. You know, stay with your church, with your pastor. You know, submit. You know, stay in that fellowship. You know, you get to understand as time goes on. You know, why God is making these demands. You know, why God is telling you not to do this, not to wear this. You know, very funny how God is so concerned about every detail. Yeah. Just stay with him. There is a reason why, you know, and that reason is not just you.
Yeah.
You know, that's why.
It's beyond yourself.
Yeah, it's beyond you. Yeah. It's beyond you. God has a generation in mind. God has a nation. God has a people in mind. So when God is giving you a leading or is dealing with you, he's not dealing with you just for you.
Yeah. Yes,
you know, because there are many people that will enjoy. They're tied to you. You know, just like people were tied to Israel, they were tied to Isaac,
tied to
Abraham, tied to Jacob. You know, that is how people are tied to you. And when you yield, just like Jacob yielded, that generation will be peculiar to God.
One thing we're establishing that, you know, there's so much questions in this generation, and I feel that many of our questions will also be answered in their place in our and our fellowship with God.
Yeah.
Many of the questions that we have, many of them, you know, I hear some of us ask very, 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 very funny questions. You know, questions, and they're not plainly written in the scriptures, but you will find those questions as you fellowship with the Holy Ghost, as you move. Those questions will be answered. Yeah. You'll not have questions of when it would be Big Brother Niger. It's not be a question to you. It will be based on how much of your work is with the Holy Ghost. To know how much of your some questions, and when I hear some questions, I begin to check. Is your work really LD with the Holy Ghost? Is it an LD work? No, is this work LD? Because some things that I find some believers do, and I question that, is this our work? You know, is this the product of your of your work is based on the things you are actually doing how much you fellowship with God, you know, which will show, you know, from your outward what you do actually. So I feel a large chunk of our questions, in fact, we don't have argument, we answer from our fellowship with God and our work with God.
I think we have brought enough past things actually.
Yeah.
So thank you for listening to this very episode of the podcast.
Yeah.
As usual, we are open to feedbacks, we are open to suggestions.
Yeah. And even opinions.
Actually, you can counter whatever you heard here. You could message me on any of my social media.
We're also learning.
Exactly. You can message me on any of my social media. Network, this is the Onokwemipo, THUNAOPEMIPO. Yes. So you can also reply. There's a comment section on the podcast. You can reply. So thank you for listening thus far. Thank you for coming.
It's nice to meet you. Yeah.
I know, right? Thank you guys for coming.
It's an honor.
We do not take you guys for granted, because it's an honor that I remember you.
No, it's Pastor Culture. The pastor.
All right. Yeah. All right. Thank you guys. So to see you next month. Have a fulfilling month ahead. Amen. August is gonna be beautiful.
Amen.
Cheers.